Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm calling about... Oh, it would be nice if I knew the name of this deal before I started talking, huh?
I think I know. Is it the one I just shot over to you and Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've seen this guy's credit.
I've seen the... Oh, you mean the cosigner's credit bureau?
No, our PG's credit bureau.
Yeah, I know what the PG's credit bureau. He only has like 4 trade lines and very limited like installment debt.
So I mean, the most we could ever hope for with someone like credit, like with credit like this, is $10,000 to $25,000. But this
will still be
a stretch. Because he has we're only showing 3 credit lines, and one of them is actually this year for $5,000. So, no cars, no homes.
He
just arrived. Hello, I'm here. You know.
Okay.
So even with a PG, we're not going to be able to structure this deal at all.
Okay. So let me write this down, because it was Ruben's idea to send it to you guys with the addition of the cosigner.
No worries. Why don't I send you an email so you have it to present? Would that be
okay?
Better?
Yeah. So you're saying that in general, if somebody that has really light credit, at most it's going to be a 10 to 25K approval range.
Well, no, it will be based on their comp. So
okay.
it will be based on their credit score, if they have any derogatory credit, do they have any lates, do they have a whole bunch of new credit, do they have some credit that's comp, that's still open, but that's been around for a while. That credit that's open, that is comp, that's been around for a while, was something that's really needed. You got to show that they've been able to pay this type of debt before. On top of that, you don't want to see too much derogatory credit or a whole bunch of brand new credit.
Okay.
In my experience, those counteract. Even if they have 1 or 2 comps, they can counteract it. Of course,
okay.
The more PGs you get, the better. But it's always nice if you guys could ask me if you get a decline, ask me to take a look at the deal to see if the PG will help. Because I can tell by how it scores if a PG is going to add anything, because it doesn't really matter how good their credit is. You only get a certain amount of points for adding someone.
Okay.
So if you add someone, if we're within that range and we add them, we want to make sure they don't have really horrible credit, obviously. But decent to really good is going to help us. But it isn't going to... it isn't going to change the rate a whole lot either, but it can help us obtain an approval sometimes. But I can always tell you, I know it's all, I've just blurted out a bunch of stuff to you. I can always tell you if you guys want to reach out to me and ask me on a decline if I think we can structure the deal with a PG or a large down payment or a hard asset additional collateral.
Okay. Understood. Okay. So you would rather have us kind of work with you on the decline to just kind of see what the options are?
Yeah, because I won't know a definite answer, but I'll know right away whether it's even worth trying or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's really helpful. Thank you for reaching out and just explaining all this to me. It's something that, you know, I definitely need to learn, and I'm glad you're taking the time to let me know.
Of course, I'm always here. You can call me anytime. Grant calls me, not as much these days, but he calls often, and he always says, yeah, Ruben's in here.
Ruben
calls me sometimes. So.
Yeah.
I'm always here if you need me. And, you know, I know that different sources, there's a lot going on, and we all do something differently. So I don't expect you to remember everything. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.